This is Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, and we're talking about an organization that we featured here before, but also an event coming up that you do not want to miss. I'm joined today by Jeff Sinzibox, who's the CEO of EPI, Empowering People's Independence. Also, Kelly Scott, the owner over at Get Caked Bakery here locally. Thank you both for joining me this morning on Rochester Speaks.
Thanks for having us.
So, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about EPI. We've had you guys on before, but just as a reminder to our audience, what do you guys do over there at EPI?
So we're a human service organization. We serve people with developmental disabilities, brain injuries, and, of course, people with epilepsy. And that's really what we're talking about today.
That's right. And we do have the Chocolate Ball coming up in March, which is an annual event. Now, how long has this been going on for again?
We've been doing this for 39 years, so it's a really powerful event, and it's done really well in the community. It's outlived a lot of other kind of fundraisers because I think it's a really unique and special event.
And the fundraising is all for these children with epilepsy. Some of these statistics are just shocking about epilepsy. Why is it so important to be aware and to support these people with epilepsy?
So such a large percentage of the population has epilepsy. 3.4 million Americans have epilepsy, almost 500,000 children in this country. People don't tend to talk about epilepsy when they have it. So we all know dozens of people that have epilepsy. You probably just don't know it. And in addition to raising money to serve people with epilepsy, we're also trying to spread awareness about what epilepsy is and how you can work with people that have epilepsy.
So this year's Chocolate Ball coming up in March, it's all about the Enchanted Rainforest, a fun theme for the year, this fundraiser. So, Kelly, I'm curious, how did you get in touch with EPI, and how are you involved with this year's event?
So I actually started as a competitor about 10 years ago, and then I got really involved in, you know, the workings of the process of, you know, fundraising and stuff. I joined the fundraising committee, and now I'm a judge. For the last couple of years, I've been a judge for the cake competition. And it's just, I absolutely love it. I love giving back. I love, you know, touching so many people's lives with something so creative.
And it's just a unique competition. What makes this chocolate ball and the cake competition in it so unique?
It really is a one of a kind event. Chefs from our region showcase their creativity with cakes inspired by the theme, which this year is Enchanted Rainforest. And this year it's really magical. You know, we're going to have all of the decor. Guests can taste samples and they can vote on their favorite cakes. It's really interactive, and it's like a really unforgettable experience for people.
It's like the Food Channel here brought to life, and you get to be judge and that like celebrity chef, so to speak, who's judging. So what inspires you then to participate each year, despite your busy work with Get Caked at this Chocolate Ball?
I love seeing the creativity that goes into each cake. Each chef has their own unique interpretation of the theme, and it's really cool to see how they portray that. But you know, besides that, it's really nice to give back. Knowing all of the funds that we raise from the cake auctions, you know, and all of the donation raffles and stuff like that, it all goes to kids at Camp Eager. And that really makes it all worthwhile.
So let's talk about Camp Eager. Jeff, I know this is a big initiative that you guys have. So what can we learn about where all these funds are going in Camp Eager?
So at the top level, the money that comes here, our epilepsy programs are almost completely dependent upon donors. So, and the Chocolate Ball is our biggest fundraiser. And so all of our epilepsy programs are supported by the Chocolate Ball. The biggest program that we support is a children's camp for kids with epilepsy. We are one of only 8 in the country that does overnight camp service for kids with epilepsy. One of the things that makes it really unique is we partner with URMC, and we have neurologists that stay and live at camp. So when parents drop their kids off for this camp, they know that there are medical professionals there to ensure that their kids are okay. So the family get a true break, And then most of our camp counselors are former campers. So many of the counselors at camp are people that are directly impacted by epilepsy that have epilepsy. And then we have this camp at Rotary Sunshine here in Rochester, which is a phenomenal facility that the Rotary's put on. So everything you can imagine great about camp. Horseback riding, archery, rock climbing, you know, campfires, the songs, all of that stuff these kids get to experience in a very safe environment where they know they're going to get their medications. They know if they have a seizure, it's not going to be embarrassing or medically scary or anything like that. So it's a really unique experience that we give the kids.
Camp Eager is so unique. Is there anything else like it in New York State?
No, not in New York State. And you know, many of the families, and we don't want anyone excluded from anything that we do. So we subsidize every camper quite a bit, and campers only pay what they can. So many of our campers go completely for free. And the money that we're going to raise at this event from these beautiful cakes, from the auction, the silent auction, other things, is what we're going to use to support these kids to come.
And I saw the number 470,000 children alone in America are affected by epilepsy. How many of those here locally or in the regional area do get to take advantage of something like Camp Eager?
Probably in New York State, we serve people. Campers can be anywhere in New York State, and we don't turn people away that are from other states. So we'll typically serve a few kids from Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Maryland, that kind of thing in the camp. Any given year, the number of kids in camp varies. It can be as low as like 40 kids, and it can be as high as about 70. Over the 30 years or so we've been running the camp, we've served thousands of kids, I believe.
And so the chocolate ball is one way that you get to raise money. And this is coming up on March 8th. It's going to be at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center. So right in the heart of Rochester. The Enchanted Rainforest is the theme. Can we talk about a little bit about what inspired that and what we can expect?
It's interesting. We are always trying to look for a theme that's unique and different. And we really want to give the chefs something where they can be creative and roam with. We've done things that are Dr. Seuss inspired. We've done things that are Night at the Movies inspired, all different kinds of things to bring it. And we hadn't ever done anything like this. So I think part of it was kind of a unique, different theme. And we really love, as Kelly was talking about, letting the chefs go really creatively wild with their interpretations of what that theme is. So we'll immerse ourselves in the Enchanted Forest. I can't tell you everything what it will look like, but I can tell you we'll have a lot of decor that is on theme. I can tell you that there'll be more than a dozen cakes, maybe up to 20 of them, that will be beautiful interpretations of this. And it will really set the mood and pace. And I think what's interesting about this gala, galas can be a little more formal and a little more stiff in the way that they, and you get a lot of presentation, and we go out of our way to make it a very fun, interactive event. It starts with chocolate tasting and a cocktail hour. You get to talk to the chefs that make this, sample the different cakes that are there. You come in, we don't overly hit people with programming, but we do some programming. And then the cake auction kind of pulls this gala together. And when we auction off these works of art, these beautiful cakes, it's so exciting to see people that they know they're giving to charity and they know that they're getting these beautiful things to bring home to their family or bring to the office and show off a little bit. So it's really exciting. And sometimes you get really nice competition between different people in the arena trying to outbid each other for the cakes. So it's pretty great.
It sounds like fun. And it actually, like I said, sounds like the Food Channel coming to life right in front of your eyes, right? So this is a great opportunity to participate in a great event for the community too, and for these children with epilepsy and Camp Eager. So Kelly Scott's the owner over at Good Caked Bakery. Let's have some fun talking about some of these cakes, because I can imagine that they get pretty crazy. Jeff was just talking about how creative they get. What cakes have you made in the past as a competitor, and how do they stack up against the others?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I've made so many different kinds of cakes. One year I made, I've done sculpted cakes. I've done tiered cakes. One year I made an upside down tiered cake. So, you know, the small one was on the bottom and the large tier was on the top. One year I did it was an under the sea theme, and I tried to make like a little bit of a statement with my cake about the health of the coral, like the coral reef. And so I spent 40 hours hand sculpting edible corals for my cake. And it was like a whole sheet cake sort of depiction of like an underwater scape. It was really cool. And then, you know, those are just things that I've come up with. And some of the chefs are so creative. I don't like I wish I could think of some of the things that they come up with.
If I can just talk about that under the sea cake you made. I mean, so it showed the destruction of coral reefs and the beauty of coral reefs in one cake. I'll never forget that cake, right? And what happens, but you walk around and you see these things and they're just mind-blowing. A, what somebody can do with sugar and flour and a little food coloring and stuff, right? What they can build. But the ability to make a statement with what you've made in a cake, to interpret something so different than anyone else. And then you walk on to the next one and you might see something that looks like the Little Mermaid. And it's just a kind of a happy fantasy kind of a underwater theme in there.
It's so cool to see.
Yeah. And while we're very sad Kelly doesn't make cakes anymore, we're very happy she stayed along with us as a judge, because after participating for so many years in doing this, she really understands what this is about and what we're offering. So,
yeah. So besides that cake that you made, which was incredibly unique, Kelly, what's the most memorable cake that you've seen in this competition?
Oh, gosh. That's a hard one. There have been a lot of really memorable ones because, you know, through the years, we've also featured chefs who have, you know, had their own personal journeys with epilepsy as well. So it's hard to say. I feel like there's a favorite each year. One of the crazy ones was from, I think it was last year or a couple of years ago. Oh, it was a couple of years ago. It was like a bunch of Italian foods stacked up with a big pile of spaghetti and a fork and everything. That was one of my favorites.
I brought that cake home. It was, it was a pizza with a lasagna on it.
Yes.
And then another plate of pasta and a bowl of spaghetti with meatballs on top of that. It weighed about 50 pounds.
I'm only
giving away cake for a week after they.
Did you get through it though? Did you?
Well, I ate a couple pounds of it, but I think I gave most of it away. It was so heavy, but it was beautiful.
It was great.
This is all, of course, to benefit EPI and Camp Eager. And Jeff, bringing this full circle to these families who don't have to worry about the cost of this camp over the summer, what kind of impact does this event, this chocolate ball, that's really a lot of fun for all of us, what does that have on the families directly?
Well, it's huge. Last year, I think we raised $250,000. That was the most we've ever raised at a chocolate ball. This pays for the staff that do the work. This pays for the rental of the camp. This pays for the training of the people that do things. This allows our educators to go into schools. This does a whole host of things. So we wouldn't be there for the families if we didn't do this event, if we didn't raise the money that we did. So we tell people, you know, we have some people that casually come out because they like chocolate or they've heard about it from a friend or they're a corporate sponsor and they get interested. That's great. We love those people to come too. We have a lot of people that come out that know about the epilepsy world that are impacted personally and do this. So the event itself is part of the way we serve some people. But we wouldn't be here doing what we're doing if it wasn't for this event. So this is critical to what we do as an agency. And one of those things that we're the only provider in the area that provides this kind of service for people with epilepsy. And we're one of only really a handful across the country that do it in the way that we do it. So we want to be able to keep doing it. We want people to come to events like this.
And so how can we purchase tickets and make sure that we're a part of this?
Great. So the chocolate ball is on March 8th. If you go to our website, epiny.org, you can go right in there and you can look up the chocolate ball there and you can purchase tickets, look at sponsorships and anything else.
And when you do, you'll be a part of this and you'll get to enjoy some of these cakes that are on display and you'll see which Kelly chooses as the judge. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun again coming up March the 8th. More details too on your website, right? epiny.org. Is that the place to go?
Yes.
epiny.org. Kelly Scott from Get Caked Bakery, the owner over there. Delicious cakes, by the way. Also, Jeff Stintzebox, the CEO from EPI. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us, John.